Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of racing. And there was some big news around late yesterday with Peter Volandis calling for the Melbourne Cup to be moved. Good morning, Adam Pengelly.
Morning, Laurie. Morning, Dave. Big news, wasn't it? I wouldn't say it's a massive surprise for Peter to make a statement like that, but we're getting close to the Everest. He likes courting a bit of controversy, yeah. And I thought the remarks were very well timed. It must be said, they wouldn't have gone down well with VRC officials down there at Flemington. I don't think they'll be very keen to even entertain the idea. But he's got some support from the MRC, obviously a progressive club down there in Melbourne, who are going to take up a slot in the Everest this year. And I suppose they've got some self-interest involved as well, because their Caulfield Carnival comes straight hot on the heels of the AFL Grand Final. And to give them another extra 2 a week space would be a good thing. I think the Melbourne Cup actually moving is probably 100-1 and lengthening. It's not going to happen. Let's be honest. I don't think it'll happen. But he does make one very valid point. I've always believed that second half of November is prime real estate for racing on the Australian sporting calendar. It's not really occupied by anything too substantial at the moment. I think international cricket is probably not as popular as what it used to be in that sort of late November space. So there's a couple of weeks up for grabs, and racing could potentially take it, but moving the Melbourne Cup, I can't see it happening.
Adam, if you got the email through the Sabo that said, oh, we've changed the date and it's on this date, like Laurie and I were talking before, it wouldn't bother me. I'd still have a bet and a beer and enjoy myself, and I'm sure everyone would. But you get those people, the hardcore, that, no, you can't change it. What's your personal, would you care?
Well, it probably wouldn't bother a lot of people, Dave, to be honest. You're probably in the majority there. I tend to be a little bit of a traditionalist. I like the fact that Melbourne Cup's on the first Tuesday in November, and it's something that's been done for more than 150 years. Whether it's the race that has to be moved further back in November, I'm not too sure. But I personally don't mind too much, but we can't throw everything completely throw the baby out with the bathwater in terms of tradition. I like the fact that Melbourne Cup's on the first Tuesday in November. Personally, do I think anything's going to change? No, I don't think anything's going to change, but it's a talking point anyway.
Mm. Okay. Well, talking about the Melbourne Cup, have we got a new race favourite for it?
Yeah, we do, Laurie. Our surprise baby, who won the Bart Cummings on the weekend. I'm probably remiss of me not to talk about this yesterday, but the one thing I will say is I cannot believe he's about a $9 or $10 favourite for the Melbourne Cup at the moment. He was good winning the Bart Cummings. He's a very handy stay. I love the story in the next few weeks about having a local hope in the race, but he should be double that price, if not triple, to be honest. Just given, I think the market's completely overreacted to that. Finch obviously was very good with running second in the Turnbull Stakes in the weekend behind Kingswood Dream. Now, he's probably a legitimate Melbourne Cup favourite at this stage. Whether he should be $9 or not is questionable as well. I think he should probably be closer to that $15, $16 mark. But surprise, baby, yes, it's great to have an Australian in the race, but he's grossly under the odds at the moment to me.
I'll tell you what, all eyes will be on the Scalacci Stakes this weekend, because the winner gets a ticket into the Everest.
Yeah, looking forward to this race, Laurie. They've only got a smallish field, it must be said, of 9 runners, but that's probably about as good a sprint as we've got available in Australia at the moment who aren't already nailed down and having a spot in the Everest. So the MRC are going to run that as the last race on the program on Caulfield Guineas Day on Saturday, so that'll be race 9, and then the winner gets the golden ticket, as you mentioned, straight into the Everest. I think trekking's the one that fascinates me, because Godolphin look like that will definitely have one runner in the race, given they've got their slot to fill. They potentially could have two if Bivouac gets picked up by someone else. And then Trekking could even make it three if he runs well on the Scalacci Stakes on the weekend. So it's not a vintage sprinting field in Australia, but it's basically as good a field of sprinters as we could assemble at the moment.
Okay. And what about Darlasan? Drawn the car park, but Bowman will have to work some magic.
18 and 19, Dave, Caulfield Guineas on the weekend. It's going to be tricky for Huey from out there, but just listening to some comments from Liam McDonald yesterday, he doesn't want to muck around. He wants to push the button and send the horse forward from that whitish gate. So I think Huey will be under some pretty strict instructions about how he wants Dallasan to be ridden. So it's a Caulfield Guineas with a little bit of depth this year. We've got Alligator Blood and a couple of the Sydney Colts going down there with Kubrick and Superdar. So yeah, looking forward to this race. I could probably say there's probably 4 or 5 legitimate winning chances at this stage.
And what about at Kensington today? You got one for us?
Yeah, just one at value, Laurie. Race 7, number 12, Super Oasis. She's a filly I've always had a fair bit of time for. I think I might have tipped her 4 or 5 weeks ago at her last start. She was a tad disappointing, but I think she gets a much better barrier draw here today against the older mares. And Mark Nunes made a couple of little changes, tinkering with her gear. I think if she settles in the run from that softer gate, she can be in the finish there somewhere around that $7.50 mark. So that's race 7, number 12, Super Oasis.
Your champion, mate. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you tomorrow.